This winter, like the last several, the Economic Opportunity Agency in Washington County will help many Washington County residents who are having difficulties paying home energy bills. Ben McClintock is the Senior Development Officer for EOA. He says the Winter Assistance Program enrollment begins Monday at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale. There is potential help for people with different levels of need, including those who have received shutoff notices.
It's broken into two parts, and actually applicants may use each phase of the program once per calendar year. And so the regular winter program helps with bills that, like you mentioned, are not late. And then the crisis program are for people that have shutoff notices, or if there are certain other criteria, for example, if they use liquid propane for the heating of their home, or if they have a wood-burning stove or something of that nature to heat their home. If their total capacity of like their propane tank is below 10% of being full, that also qualifies somebody for the crisis program.
This is not the first year that the Economic Opportunity Agency has helped with the Home Energy Assistance Program. Last year, more than 4,000 families were able to be helped in this process.
Yes, it was actually we were able to help. If I can pull that number up. We were able to help about 4,200 families in Washington County last year with their heating and energy bills.
Any idea whether you'll have a larger number applying this year?
That is really going to be contingent mostly on how much funding is allocated to us from the United States Congress and then distributed to EOA along with the other 15 community action agencies located throughout Arkansas via Little Rock. I know in 2009 we had a fairly significant amount that was allocated through Congress. It was in excess of $1 million that was made available for distributing to qualifying households in Washington County. And I do know that last year's amount was about $700,000. So we have not gotten exact hard numbers yet from Little Rock or from Washington, D.C. as to how much funding is going to be made available to us. But we obviously want to help as many families as we possibly can, as the National Weather Service is forecasting another fairly harsh winter for us in Arkansas.
And open registration begins January 9th. Applications made in person?
Yes. People can come to the Jones Family Resource Center, which is located at 614 East Emma Avenue in Springdale, just to the west of the Jones Center for Families. And they can use any one of the main public entrances to come into the facility. They'll want to come to the central lobby area in the center of the Jones Family Resource Center. And we'll have a staff on hand to help with the processing of in-person applications. Because of staffing limitations and just our normal hours of operation, we'll be accepting applications in person Monday through Thursday of every week from 8 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then on Friday from 8 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock in the morning. But because, again, of staffing limitations and just being able to, we want to be able, if somebody is making the effort and expending what limited resources they typically have, because we deal with a lot of elderly clients that are living on fixed incomes, we hate for somebody to drive to the Family Resource Center and we can't help them and process their application. So that being said, I would definitely recommend people call ahead, and we will only be serving a maximum of 250 in-person interviews on a daily basis. Now, if somebody were to mail in their claim to that same address at 614 East Emma Avenue in Springdale, the zip code is 72764, we will be more than happy to process an application by mail if they have sent in all of the proper paperwork, and that is available on our website.
And that website is?
It is EOAWC.org, Economic Opportunity Agency, Washington County.org.
And we mentioned that WC Washington County. That means that for this particular program, this is open to residents of Washington County.
That is correct, Kyle. We, because of the way that the geographic districts are broken up in Arkansas, EOA of Washington County is only allowed to distribute funds to help people with their electric and heating bills if they are a Washington County resident only. For example, if people that are in further north in northwest Arkansas, whether it's Benton County, Carroll County, or Madison County, those residents would probably want to go to the Office of Human Concern, which is our sister agency that handles those three counties.
Ben McClintock is the Senior Development Officer for Economic Opportunity Agency in Washington County. For more information about the Winter Assistance Program, 872-7479 or online at EOAWC.org. And again, enrollment begins in person at the Jones Center for Families on Monday. This is Ozarks at Large.